Makshirin chapter 4, Mishnah 2, Mishi Yardalav Geshamim, if rain fell down on a person, Afilu Avhatuma, even if the person was an Avhatuma, for example, he had touched a corpse, Einan Bechiyutan, the principle of Kiyutan doesn't apply, and the reason being that he is not happy with the rain that fell on him, he doesn't want to be wet, and therefore the water that fell on him is, he's not happy with that water. So even if he's Tamei, and even if the water would then become Tamei because it's touching him, if that water then touches something else, it can't render the food susceptible to impurity and at the same time make it impure, because he's not happy with the water, he doesn't want it, and therefore the whole principle of Kiyutan doesn't apply to it. V'imnir, but if he stands beneath if he shakes the water off himself, now b'chiyutan, so now the water that is falling off him falls off him with his satisfaction, it's detached from its source with his satisfaction, and now the principle of kiyutan does apply to that water. If it falls on produce, for example, it's tamei water, detached from its source being him now with his intention, it will make that produce impure. Amatachas atzinner, now if he stands beneath a rain pipe, different case, he stands beneath a rain pipe, lahakar o leduach, and he stands there to cool off or to rinse himself. So he does like and want the water that's falling over him in this case. But tamei, if he is tamei, tmein, he is impure, v'tahor, and if he's pure, then b'chiyutan, the water that is on him, if it touches produce, will render that produce susceptible to impurity.